Until the Day God Calls Me Home. Jason Crabb did a real good job with that, and somebody had sent me that this week as a link, and said this is a song that I thought about for you, to help you. And when I listened to it, I said, well, that's going to be part of All Saints Day today, until then, when we behold that city, until God calls us home. Our scripture this morning comes from Joshua, the 3rd chapter, verses 7 through 17. And this is when Israel comes to the Jordan River. The Israelites, those Hebrew children, and they're trying to cross. And this is what they are trying to do. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all of Israel, so that they may know that I will be with you as I was with Moses. You are the one who shall command the priest who bear the Ark of the Covenant. And when you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. Joshua then said to the Israelites, draw near and hear the words of the Lord your God. Joshua said, by this you shall know that among you is the living God, who without fail will drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. And the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all of the earth is going to pass before you into the Jordan River. So now select before you 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each. And when the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, so the waters of the Jordan flowing above its banks shall be cut off, and they shall stand in a single heap. Now when the people set out from there, their tents to cross over to the Jordan, the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant were in front of all of the people. Now the Jordan overflowed its banks and throughout the time of harvest. So when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan River, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark was dipped into the edge of the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing towards the Sea of the Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people crossed over opposite of Jericho. While all Israel was crossing over on dry land, the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan River until the entire nation finished crossing over the Jordan. The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be God.